Ich bin die Antje und als Coach für Lebensfreude weiß ich ziemlich gut, echte Lebensfreude gibt es nur mit Freiheit. In jeder Hinsicht und zu jeder Zeit. Nun ist Freiheit aber kein Selbstläufer, sondern wir müssen sie schützen. Und Demokratie bedeutet für mich nicht nur Meinungsfreiheit, sondern auch unbedingt die Anerkennung, dass wir alle füreinander verantwortlich sind. Als Mami von inzwischen 3 erwachsenen Kindern weiß ich, Partizipation beginnt in den Köpfen von uns Eltern. Wenn wir wollen, dass unsere Kinder in einer freien und offenen Gesellschaft leben, dann müssen wir heute Verantwortung übernehmen. Und daher ist es für mich gar keine Frage, gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Hashtag geh wählen.
Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Waking the Tiger, Healing Trauma. Do you have anxiety, insomnia, depression, or any other similar symptoms? If you frequently experience these symptoms, they may indicate that you have suffered from some traumatic events in the past. We all will experience some mental anguish in our lives, and sometimes we will be traumatized. Growing up, perhaps you experienced domestic violence, humiliations in your intimate relationships, or sexual harassment at work. These situations can seriously harm our psychological well-being. Even minor slip-ups, let alone major car accidents, and natural disasters, such as floods and fires, can leave us with psychological wounds. And these are very difficult to heal. If it is injured, your body will heal by itself. But when the mind is wounded, finding a remedy is a challenge. Doing nothing may cause sustained damage. Being afflicted by trauma is akin to being trapped in a dark, confined room without sunlight or any means of exit. We will stay in this tiny, uncomfortable room, constantly tormented by our traumas, unless we take effective measures to heal ourselves. This book, Waking the Tiger, shows a way out, telling you how to harness your body's healing instincts to treat trauma. The author, Peter A. Levine, is a world-renowned trauma healer teaching in hospitals and pain clinics in Europe and the US. He holds PhDs in both medical biophysics and psychology and has nearly 50 years' experience researching and treating stress and trauma. He was a stress consultant for NASA during the development of the US Space Shuttle program. Due to his innovations in body psychotherapy, he received the Lifetime Achievement Award from USAP. Dr. Levine founded and developed a therapeutic methodology known as somatic experiencing. It is a practical solution to trauma that crosses cultural barriers, and he has provided somatic experiencing training around the world. Dr. Levine has written many psychological books that have contributed substantially to science, medicine, and popular science. They include, In an Unspoken Voice, How the Body Releases Trauma and Restores Goodness, Trauma and Memory, Brain and Body in a Search for the Living Past, Trauma Through a Child's Eyes, Awakening the Ordinary Miracle of Healing, Trauma-Proofing Your Kids, A Parent's Guide for Instilling Confidence, Joy and Resilience, and Freedom from Pain, Discover Your Body's Power to Overcome Physical Pain and several others. This book is immensely popular among readers, and it is one of Dr. Levine's best. In the book, he presents somatic experiencing, a therapy derived from his research experiences over 25 years. Through this innovative method, Dr. Levine has healed hundreds of trauma patients to help them lead fulfilling lives. Let's begin with by taking a look at what constitutes trauma. When it comes to physical wounds, we all know that accidents are often the cause. These are an inevitable part of daily life. For example, if you fall on the sidewalk, you get a graze. But when it comes to trauma, you may not be sure what caused the trauma. In trauma, our psyche is injured by an external event. The stimulation causes us to develop anxiety, insomnia, depression, or other symptoms. Although trauma is a relatively new concept for many people, it is, nevertheless, quite common. How do we identify trauma? We need to start with the symptoms of trauma and the cause, a traumatic event. For a start, let's consider the symptoms of trauma. These are myriad. Due to their various life experience, different people don't display identical symptoms when suffering from trauma. Previously, we mentioned anxiety, insomnia, and depression, which are some typical signs of trauma. But people without trauma may also present these symptoms, so these cannot be described as core symptoms. Drawing on his 25 years of research experience, Dr. Levine has identified trauma's four core symptoms present in almost all traumatized people. These are hyperarousal, constriction, dissociation, and freezing or immobility. Let's start by addressing the first core symptom, hyperarousal. In response to external threats such as conflict and stress, the nervous system overreacts, mobilizing all of the body's energy, causing hyperarousal. Generally, people showing symptoms of hyperarousal will experience heart rate increase, agitation, and difficulty sleeping. For example, taking a major exam makes many people nervous. The night before the exam, some will feel extreme anxiety and won't be able to sleep. They fear that they won't perform well in the crucial exam. The more they dwell on it, the more agitated they become. You may have guessed the outcome. Excessive anxiety and nervousness, combined with brain fog resulting from their restless night, causes many to underperform. Let's turn our attention to the second core symptom, constriction. In this context, constriction refers to states of both physical and cognitive tension, focused on present threats. When we feel threatened, our bodies go into a state of contraction. Blood vessels under the skin will quickly close up. Muscles will also become tense, ready for self-defense. At the same time, our perceptual awareness narrows. Beyond the threat, we barely notice anything in the surrounding environment. For instance, let's say we encounter a venomous snake in the wild. The encounter will bring about a rapid state of contraction. Our bodies become tense. Watching the poisonous snake will draw our attention. We will cease to consider anything else around. What is dissociation, the third core symptom? The term refers to a state of disconnection between body and mind. In the dissociative state, we are numb to changes around us. Mild dissociation is somewhat similar to being in a trance. You have probably experienced something like this. If you are suddenly startled, for a moment, you will be stunned. During this time, you can't hear what's around you. Even if someone shouts right next to your ear, you won't respond. This type of situation may be described as dissociation. The last core symptom is immobility. Immobility refers to a state of desperate helplessness when the body cannot move. Immobility is a primitive and instinctive response to danger. When our nervous system is threatened with an unavoidable peril and is incapable of either defense or escape, it may choose to freeze. In a frozen state, we often feel hopeless, and we can neither move nor cry out for help. These are the four core symptoms of trauma. Suppose these four symptoms appear together and over a protracted time. In that case, it is almost certain that our traumatic affliction is not going to go away on its own. Of course, in addition to the four core symptoms we have just mentioned, various people experience many other trauma symptoms, such as hypervigilance, extreme sensitivity to light and sound, exaggerated emotions, forgetfulness, and so forth. These symptoms usually appear in tandem with the core symptoms. Do any of the trauma symptoms we previously mentioned ring a bell with you? Do you think that you have come across anyone who has developed any of these symptoms or even experienced anything like this yourself? If so, it means that they, or perhaps even you, are going through trauma. Perhaps we are just not aware of trauma's true nature and don't know how to dissipate the anguish it brings. Having said that, you may be a little confused as to when you or others became a victim of trauma. Traumatic events can vary in magnitude. They are common in our lives. Sudden life changes, such as the death of a loved one, being involved in a car accident, being the victim of an assault, witnessing a homicide or sustaining an injury, and so on, may trigger trauma. Major traumatic events are wars, earthquakes, fires, floods, and other natural disasters. In the event of an unusual natural catastrophe, the government mobilizes disaster relief. As well as providing people with the necessary resources for practical aid, the government also offers psychological counseling for people affected. Counseling is intended to eliminate the trauma caused by the calamity. By this point, you should be aware that the prevalence of trauma in our lives is because traumatic events are inevitable. In the US, a study found that 40% of people had experienced a traumatic event in the past 3 years. These events included being raped, assaulted, or involved in a road accident. According to WHO, in 2020, up to 1 billion children worldwide experienced sexual, physical, or emotional abuse. Traumatic occurrences are so endemic that we are hardly likely to avoid them. As that's the case, we should put trauma into perspective. Trauma is a direct reaction to a traumatic event. It is not a sign of emotional vulnerability, but an effect of disorder and discomfort. It is curable, but not by simply saying, "Pull yourself together." Therefore, we have to be able to identify it correctly and confront it bravely. Only then do we stand a chance of curing it and restoring life's happiness and equanimity. All right, that concludes part one of our bookie, What is Trauma? Trauma is excessive stimulation that hurts our psyche. It is caused by external factors. It can be recognized by the four core symptoms: hyperarousal, constriction, dissociation, and immobility. Many events trigger trauma, major ones such as wars and natural disasters, but also abrupt changes in our lives, such as the death of a loved one, a car accident, or an assault. Trauma is, in fact, common. We should put it into perspective and face it with courage.
Hallo, hier ist Malte Asmus, der Chefredakteur von meinsportpodcast.de. Die Ereignisse der letzten Zeit haben es noch einmal überdeutlich gezeigt. Es braucht nicht viel, um unsere Demokratie in ziemliche Schieflage und große Gefahr zu bringen. Schützen können wir sie nur gemeinsam und nur, wenn wir unsere Stimme erheben. Und deshalb bitten wir dich, werde Teil unserer Kampagne für die Demokratie und schick uns deine Stimme. Wir bitten dich dafür um ein kurzes Audio- oder Videostatement von maximal 40 Sekunden, in dem du den Hörerinnen und Hörern in unseren Podcasts und auf unseren Social-Media-Kanälen erklärst, warum sie wählen gehen sollten, warum es sich lohnt, die Demokratie zu verteidigen. Schick dein Audio oder Video bitte an info@podcastbu.de. Wir freuen uns auf deinen Beitrag und danken dir für deine Unterstützung heute und am 23. Februar.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Ich bin die Antje und als Coach für Lebensfreude weiß ich ziemlich gut, echte Lebensfreude gibt es nur mit Freiheit. In jeder Hinsicht. Und zu jeder Zeit. Nun ist Freiheit aber kein Selbstläufer, sondern wir müssen sie schützen. Und Demokratie bedeutet für mich nicht nur Meinungsfreiheit, sondern auch unbedingt die Anerkennung, dass wir alle füreinander verantwortlich sind. Als Mami von inzwischen 3 erwachsenen Kindern weiß ich, Partizipation beginnt in den Köpfen von uns Eltern. Wenn wir wollen, dass unsere Kinder in einer freien und offenen Gesellschaft leben, dann müssen wir heute Verantwortung übernehmen. Und daher ist es für mich gar keine Frage, gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. #gewählen